With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll have details on pork export numbers, but first a word from our sponsor.
Remember checking the markets back in the day? If you go way back, they moved about a nickel a year. It was up a penny, the word spread through party lines, and everybody revved up their single axes with no hoist and motored to town. Then came the 70s with a Russian grain deal, tandems and limit moves on the grains, 30 cents beans. The radio was just starting to have closes, and sometimes the 6 o'clock news had markets. Nowadays, almost everyone has semi, and you have text alerts from your favorite market analysis. Memories. Need seed? Think proceed.
The June export data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation shows pork export volume 8% lower than this time last year. National Pork Board's Vice President of International Market Development, Courtney Knupp, says, don't let that number discourage you.
You have to realize global pork trade right now is down 10 to 12% in total. So the fact that our exports are down less than that is a win, considering the entire pie has shrunk. You know, even though China is not importing a large number of primals that they have in the past, they're still hugely valuable for the variety meats that they're bringing in.
The country that imports the highest amount of U.S. pork continues to be Mexico, with an increase by 18% in volume and 12% in value year to date through June.
They continue to purchase large numbers of ham, which is a product we really need to add value to through the export market. Our partnership with the U.S. Meat Export Federation has invested heavily, especially in this primal. They've been doing a campaign called Pure Pork, and we don't just want to be only for further processing.
Knupp says that programs the National Pork Board started in Mexico have become the framework for other countries.
Pork trucks, which are mobile food trucks for sampling outside of retail and food service, have been taken to other Central American and South American countries, do a lot of fabrication and merchandising work, which is showing how you can break down the carcass in ways to produce either new cuts or higher value cuts.
June pork exports totaled 219,100 metric tons, valued at $649.9 million. June year-to-date performance showed Dominican Republic volume increasing by 46% and value increasing by 52%. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.